Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for another day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and to give your name all of the praise. There is absolutely nobody, 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 nobody like you. Thank you, Father. Father, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. We ask that you would forgive us for every area of our lives that we have come short of your glory. And we say thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the cleansing power, the redeeming power, the saving power, the delivering power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back to you, and we ask that you would unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. May you and you alone be glorified during our services today, and your people edified. Satan is already terrified. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Amen. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we want to especially welcome all our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. We thank God for a spiritual breakfast for champions about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you are in the right place at the right time. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen. We pray that everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. That whatever you did this weekend, amen, Jesus was on your mind. And today, amen, by his grace and mercies, we have rose, amen, into a brand new day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. And therefore, we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Amen. And amen. I want to turn your attention to this morning to the book of Genesis. Amen. Chapter number 18. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Amen. I want to read, amen, a couple of verses in your hearing. Amen. Starting in verse number 20. And the word of the Lord reads like this. And it says, then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 people," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again, he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We want to talk to you for a couple minutes this morning with a subject, winners and losers. Winners and losers. Amen. Beloved, amen. We see when we, amen, reading our Bible, and hopefully, amen, we are reading our Bible. And if you're not, we want to encourage you to read the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just to spend some time in God's word every day, reading and meditating the word of God. We find our beloved in our Bible studies, amen, starting in the beginning, when the beginning first began, amen, back in the book of Genesis, amen, hallelujah, the mother and the father, amen, glory be to God of this earth, amen, Adam and Eve, and we saw how they sinned, amen, and lost authority, amen, and dominion in the garden, amen, glory be to God. Adam lost, amen, when he bit of the, amen, forbidden fruit, amen. So, amen, beloved, even from there, all the way down through the chapters, every chapters, amen, we see, amen, losers, amen, because Adam sinned, amen, beloved, we were all born in sin, and because Adam lost, amen, we all lost, amen, we didn't even stand a chance, so, amen, glory be to God, because of his great transgression. Amen. We see in our scriptures this morning, beloved, amen, God having a conversation with Abraham, amen, and started out with 50. Sodom and Gomorrah was so wicked. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we can't say too much about Sodom and Gomorrah because, amen, the world and the culture that we're living in now is just as wicked. It's just as wicked. Matter of fact, I think it was Billy Graham who said that if God, amen, did not punish the United States of America, he would have to go back and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. But beloved, amen, Abraham stood in the gap. Amen. And he asked the Lord, he said, well, the Lord was going to just look. They were so wicked. They was trying to rape the angels. Anytime you trying to rape angels, beloved, need we go any further? Amen. But Abraham said, okay, Lord. He said, well, what if I can just gather up 50 righteous people? Will you not destroy? He said, no, I'll save you for 50. And Abraham had to keep shaving that number off, amen, to those from 50 to 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 20. He got down to 10. He couldn't find 10. Glory to two for the matter is, beloved, he couldn't even find one. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, we see, amen, still losing. Amen, still losing, beloved. The Bible tells us in Psalms 51:5, amen, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen. So, beloved, we were all born on the losing side. When we entered this world, amen, glory be to God, we didn't stand a chance, amen, because we were born in sin. It's not that we opt into it. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, we were born in to it. Romans 3:10 tells us, amen, that there's none righteous, not one. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. Your mama, amen, might have been the pastor, and your daddy might have been the bishop, and your granddaddy might have been the archbishop. But when you was born, you were still born in sin. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible says there's none righteous. So this was the condition of the world. This was the set. This was how we was going. Everybody was going down the tube. Glory be to God, in the wrong direction, and direction that the Lord never intended for any of us to go. Beloved, but we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, amen, glory be to God, when we somebody say, thank God for Jesus. So somebody say, thank God, amen, for Jesus. Amen. We see in the book of Hebrews, amen, chapter number 10, amen, when the Lord, hallelujah, is having, hallelujah, conversation here, glory be to God, hallelujah, with his father. My God, my God, my God. And we read in verse number five, and he says this, he said, wherefore, when we cometh into the world, he said, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou would not, but a body has thou prepared me, hallelujah, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Jesus said, prepare me a body and I'll go down. Why? Because the Lord got tired of the sacrifices. Amen. People offering up, amen, animal sacrifices, amen, it started to stink in its nostril, amen, hallelujah. They would be sinning while they were sacrificing. Glory be to God. There was no change of heart. God got tired of the sacrifices, and he wanted, amen, hallelujah, us, amen, to rent our hearts and not our garments. So the Lord was getting fed up, but Jesus said, prepare me a body. So, beloved, amen, we want to thank God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 15. The Bible tells us, amen, that God gave us two Adams. Hallelujah. The first Adam, amen, hallelujah, messed up. Amen. He blew it big time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 45, it says this here, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. God gave us another chance. Somebody say another chance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we was born a loser. We was born on the losing side. But the Bible tells us where the first Adam messed up, God gave us a second Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. His name was Jesus. He took on a robe of flesh. He walked down 42 generations, took on a robe of flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Beloved, he was born in to this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he told us the reason which he came. Hallelujah. He said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. Why? Because it's time for you to stop losing. Now, it's time for you to stop losing, beloved. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that Jesus, amen, he won. We know the story. If you don't know the story, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus came 33 and a half years later. Hallelujah. Jesus died. Hallelujah. His death was his victory.
Hallelujah. He died, amen, that he might rise again with all victory and power in his hands. Hallelujah. He came to redeem mankind. He came so that we might stop being losers. Hallelujah. And win. Glory be to God. So therefore, we read in Romans chapter number 6, verse number 9, it says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. And verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. You see that, beloved? Oh, yeah, Jesus died, but he rose again. Hallelujah. His resurrection was our victory. It was our victory. He says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Oh, glory be to God. That was our victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus rose with victory. Hallelujah. And the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. Lives in you. Hallelujah. Therefore, we read in Revelations, amen, chapter number 1, amen, hallelujah, and verse number 18, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, where Jesus says, hallelujah, thank you, Father God. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Jesus is saying here, hallelujah, I died, hallelujah. I rose again because I'm a winner. I rose again because I won. I mean, I won over death. I won over hell. I won over the devil. Amen. I won. Glory be to God. I rose with absolute control. I rose with absolute victory. Amen. Over Hades, over death. And if I won, hallelujah, you can win. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if I won, you can win. Hallelujah. You no longer have to be deemed a loser. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even though you were born in sin, even though you was born on the losing side. Amen. Hallelujah. You was born on the unrighteous side. Jesus said, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, I won. You can win. Beloved, the Lord is letting us know here that in every situation, in every circumstance, glory be to God, we are more than a conqueror. Glory be to God. Regardless of your situation, regardless, glory be God, regardless, greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. Regardless, you have the upper hand. You are the winner. You win, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, amen, you condemn. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said you win. Hallelujah, you win. Beloved, let me tell you something. There's always a winner and a loser. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The majority, they said it was millions and millions and millions of people watching the Super Bowl yesterday. Amen. Millions and millions. No doubt some of you was right in it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you had your favorite team. Might have been a good team. Might have practiced hard. Amen. Hallelujah. But somebody won and somebody lost. Beloved, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody is always winning and somebody is always losing. And Jesus showed us, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can win. You can win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to settle for being a loser. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That God will give you absolute victory. Absolute victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The winning station. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I win. I win. You win. And beloved, amen. Hallelujah. It says the Lord has called us winners. We ought to care. Amen. If God is winning or if God is losing. Beloved, every time the devil was able to snatch a soul into hell, hallelujah, God just lost one. Every time somebody dies, beloved, amen, and don't have Jesus Christ in their hearts, and they transition, amen, hallelujah, without Jesus in their heart and transitioning into in sin, he said, let him who is filthy be filthy still. Amen, beloved. That's a soul that went into hell and God just lost and the devil just won. Beloved, amen. We ought to be concerned about who's winning and who's losing, beloved. Millions of people, amen, was at the stadium last night, amen, cheering on the Chiefs, amen. The other portion was cheering on, amen, the Eagles, amen. Beloved, let me ask you, in your spiritual life, who are you cheering on? Some of them wanted the Eagles to win. Some of them wanted the Chiefs to win. Beloved, who are you cheering on? Are you concerned if God is winning or if God is losing? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must be compelling men and women to come unto Christ. We must be pleading. We must be living the life before them. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we can't do that unless we know Jesus Christ ourselves. Hallelujah. Winners and losers. Jesus said, I'm going to show you how to win. Follow me. I'm going to show you how to win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a winning destiny and there is a losing destiny, beloved. Losers will perish. Hallelujah. Oh, they might have played a good game. Oh, they might have played a good game. Let me tell you something. The Eagles played a good game. I watched the game. They played a good game, but they still lost. Let me tell you something. You might think you're playing a good game today. You might consider yourself a good person. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You think you're too good to die, too good to go to hell, too good to lose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might be a good person. Hallelujah. But baby, let me tell you something. The only way you're going to win is you got to play by the rules. You got to play by the rules of the game. Glory be to God. The rules of engagement. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the way. Yeah. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. The win, amen, you got to walk with the winner. Hallelujah. Jesus already won. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Losers are going to perish, beloved. But winners, hallelujah, have absolute victory. Oh, yeah, there is a winning station. Hallelujah. There is a place called everlasting life, eternal life, heaven. Amen. And heaven is already in your heart. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait until you take your last breath to experience heaven. But the moment of your conversion, heaven is in your heart. The kingdom of God is within you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We come to encourage you this morning, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't settle as a loser when you were born to win. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Will you tell God yesterday, today, this morning, will you tell God yes? Will you make Jesus your choice? Oh, glory be. Will you stop dipping and dabbing and in and out and playing church and lukewarm? Just come all the way in. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a winner. Because I'm walking with the winner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the work of the cross cannot be undone. Hallelujah. When Jesus ripped the keys of hell, amen, from Satan's hand, hallelujah, that moment when he was raised from the dead, amen, Jesus won, amen, and Satan lost. And that's the way it is. It cannot be undone. Beloved, I want to tell you this morning, the same way Jesus won, you win. You win and the devil lose. You win and the devil lose. The moment you gave your life to Christ, you won and the devil lost. Glory be to God where you act like it. Glory be to God where you live like it. Glory be to God, you're the winner here. Hallelujah, you're the winner. Glory be to God. Beloved, don't settle as a loser when you were born to win. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word on today, God. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We are winners. We are winners, Father. We win when it looks like we're losing. we still win, Father, because Jesus won, we win also. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all those who are living like losers, Father God, even born again Christians living like losers. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them today, Father. And Father, especially those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sin, they're losing for real. They're losing for real, Father, because there is a way that seemeth right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. We pray for their souls. We pray that they will change their minds. We pray that they will turn towards you and give you a chance, Father. For you said, Father, if we will believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we shall be saved. When we make Jesus Christ the Lord, when we surrender to him, when we submit to him, when we follow him, hallelujah, thank you. We win. We win. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you that we're on the winning side in every situation and in every circumstances. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Whoo, winners and losers. Ah, my God, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Form of announcement today. We invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Please come on and join us. Amen. Bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you. Invite somebody to come. Hallelujah. You do. Keep inviting them. They might surprise you like they surprised us last Friday night. You never know when they're coming, well, but they're coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They're coming. Amen. Invite them to come. Amen. Let us continue to pray, beloved, for Turkey. Amen. Hallelujah. Syria, Russia, Ukraine, and even those in your own backyard, up the street and around the corner and in your own household. Let us look for every opportunity to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Jesus was a winner because he had a prayer life. Hallelujah. Let us follow his example, beloved. Let us follow his example and you'll never lose. Amen. And amen. All right. Hallelujah. We want to pray that everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a fantastic day. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing because the blessed manifestation is already here. Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated because he's a loser. He already lost. He ain't going to lose. He already lost. Satan is already defeated. Darkness is already dispelled. And Jesus Christ has always been Lord. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. I love you. Everybody have a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic day. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. God bless.